Welcome to Life Coach You, your personal life coach certification school, and your place to become wealthy coaching others. In this powerful podcast, you'll learn the skills, the mindset, and the marketing secrets of top coaches and consultants. Brought to you by Master Coach and Trainer Wayne Sutton from LifeCoachLifestyle.com. Be sure to subscribe and enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Life Coach You. Pick up your book at LifeCoachLifestyle.com. Over the last few days, we talked about cognitive biases, the bandwagon effect, different ways to get people to move towards you so they will buy coaching from you so that you can transform their life. No matter how great of a coach you are, if nobody knows about you or nobody hires you as a coach, you cannot help them. You cannot change their life. So we're going to continue in this mindset of using psychology to help us find the right client, help them see us as the educated, the obvious choice for their challenges in life as a coach, as a consultant, as a influencer, and we're going to influence their life and transform it. So let's today jump into how we're going to help people using the shiny object syndrome. Listen, people naturally have this syndrome. I mean, they naturally go towards something that looks great, looks new. Okay, something that's new, something that's shiny. And so they need an alternative, okay? So we're going to give them in our program. Let me give you a couple of examples. Okay, the old way of doing something. A simple way of doing this is compare it to the old way of doing something or simply state why it is innovative. Okay, so our soda has zero sugar. That's a feature, right? Which keeps you looking great while tasting great. Benefit. Okay, feature benefit. We do this without the use of nasty sugar substitutes. Instead, we use these healthy superfood nutrients. So it's innovative. Okay, so there's an innovation there. There's something new to it. It's nothing new. Maybe it is new. Maybe it's the new nutrients. They're using monk fruit, or they're using something besides, sucralose or something. I don't know, but they're adding in a new benefit. So feature, benefit, innovation. Feature, benefit, innovation. Okay, this is going to be really important. You can even say innovative. Innovative new approach unlocks hidden potential. So you can lose up to 30 pounds in the next 3 weeks. With three simple to follow steps. Just use the word innovative. Very powerful. And so even if it's not innovative to you, it could be to your customer. Make sense? For me, I worked in the automobile industry for a number of years. So something would come out that people thought, wow, how cool, how innovative. But I'd seen it or had seen the plans for it or I had experienced it so long. It wasn't innovative to me, but it was for them. Innovative, new device, lets you call people while you're in your car. I remember when I was working with Volkswagen and Bluetooth first came out in the car and I could hit this little button on their steering wheel and they could talk to people on their phone. They were blown away. The problem was it was big and it was really big in the UK, but the same cars came here and had the little button, but it didn't work here because they didn't have the software here yet. So people were really upset. They knew about picking up the phone and call, but they could hit a button on their steering wheel now and talk. Wow, innovative, innovative. So I really want to talk about this. How can you take what you're doing? What is it that you're coaching people in? How are you helping them and show them the innovation in it? Show them how things are different, okay? A diet soda isn't innovative. A diet soda that uses a superfood is innovative. Okay, makes sense. A vitamin isn't innovative. A vitamin that uses a proprietary delivery system so it gets into your cells quicker and brings the nutrients, that is innovative. Life coaching is not innovative. But an innovative new coaching program, just using the word innovative, will give a new look to it. Makes sense? So people have a shiny object syndrome. So polish up your own product and explain why it is innovative. Now tomorrow, I'm going to talk about how to use risk reduction. So when they're in that place of ready to come on board with you, but they haven't paid you as a coach yet or a consultant, or they're ready to, maybe they're a student now of your coaching program, but they haven't taken the next right step, the homework, the assignments, the tasks, they haven't done it yet. How to bring some risk reversal, risk reduction into the principal of your plan, into the whole program. So it's natural for them to take the next right step. Guys, if you're not at $10,000 a month in your coaching business, I want you to pick up our book, LifeCoachLifestyle.com, LifeCoachLifestyle.com. Go over to our website, GoFullTimeCoaching.com. If you are at $10,000 a month, but you want to scale to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month, then give us a call. Give us a call. You can call me at 910-233-2511, 910-233-2511, or hit me up on Facebook Messenger. Just go to CallWithWayne.com. It'll hit my messenger, and we'll have a talk. CallWithWayne.com. I look forward to working with you. Go out there, change lives, transform lives, and begin with yours. This is Wayne Sutton. God bless.
Thank you for joining us. Subscribe to our show and be sure to pick up your free book, Life Coach You, How to Become a Certified Life Coach and Get Wealth Helping Others at LifeCoachLifestyle.com.